Now, it's printed in the very beginning of the Haggadah, Kadesh Shur Chatz, and we repeat it. Some people repeat it every time you move on to the next stage. Next stage is Urchatz. Now we're going to wash our hands. We do not make a blessing. Why are we washing our hands? To dip the vegetable in salt water? To make the kid wonder, hey, wait a second. You washed, why didn't you make a blessing? You washed, why don't you make a mozi? What's going on here? Dad, come on, what are you doing? Ah, we want him to wonder. Okay, so customarily, we bring a bowl. See, I brought a bowl. We bring a thing of water, and we wash the hands at least of the father of the house. Men should wash men's hands. Women, women's hands. If you and your wife are permissible at this time of the month, you may wash your wife's hands, and she may wash your hands. Otherwise, men should wash men, and women should wash women. It's considered an act of intimacy to wash someone's hands on their behalf, and as such, we do not wash someone else's wife's hands, or someone else's, whatever, okay? When you'll be married, you'll wash your own wife's hands, if you're permissible at the Seder night. So, some people have it that you wash everyone's hands around the table. We don't have time for that. Let's all go wash. Then you hold the karpas in your right hand, if you're righty. You make a bor pri adama. You dip it in salt water. Now, it's two opinions as to whether you should eat a large amount of karpas, as much as you want, or do you eat a small amount, less than a kazais. So everyone knows the opinion that you have to eat less than a kazais. Being that your hosts will assume you're eating less than a kazais, so they will probably give you like we have here. This is the amount of karpas that will come to the table, like I have on my plate. So if you eat a lot, that's not fair. You took everyone else's karpas. So, tough nogis, en ma lasot. But if your host happens to be one of those people that brings out a whole big bowl of cooked potatoes, so I always say, work machon meir, we're all beginners, so it's the beginning of the tshuva process. If you want to get into the habit of eating less than a kazais, fine. If you're ravenous, because you don't have a home, and you haven't had anything normal to eat all day, and your host is one of those people that actually gives out a lot of karpas, so go with that opinion and be easy on yourself and eat as much as you want, just like everyone else. And bear in mind that later on in life, you might want to do what most traditional Jews do, and that is eat less than a kazais of karpas. But there's nothing too terrible if you're going with the opinion that eats a lot, and that's fine. When we make the blessing of borei pri adama, have in mind the maror. If your maror is going to be the lettuce, I should put lettuce up there on the plate, or if your maror is going to be the ground horseradish, whichever one you're going to use for maror, have that in mind with your blessing of borei pri adama, because that's what we're doing at the Seder night. Now, you're all invited to wash and make a borei pri adama. Everyone's invited to take a piece of karpas. Okay, Asaf, please go around. Let everyone take some karpas. There's a bowl of salt water here. You can dip and eat. We generally do not lean. Why are we eating the karpas? Who knows? Why are we eating the karpas? No, why are we eating the karpas? Come on, no one knows why we're eating the karpas. Ah, because normally you would eat salad in the middle of the meal. You don't begin the meal by eating a vegetable dipped in salt water. You're doing this to make the kid wonder, hey, Dad, what are you doing? That's why we're doing it. We're not starting the meal. Ordinarily, after kiddush, we would make hamotzi. Here we're not making hamotzi. We're washing and not making a blessing. And we're starting with the salad, dipping it. That's not what you do. You bring out the dips and the vegetables in the middle of the meal. Ah, so the kid will start asking. That's why we're doing it, to get the kid to ask. So everyone's invited to come to the sink and wash your hands, take some vegetable, dip it in salt water, make a borpi adama, and eat it. We don't necessarily lean when we eat the karpas. Different opinions of whether you should or should not.
We don't say that to our
yadayim? No. We do not make a blessing on the yadayim now.